This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Chris Witz with you. Hope it's going to be a great day. It's really good to share a few moments with you. Are you one of those people that like to get in tune with God? How are you going to do that? It was Rick Warren in his book called The Purpose-Driven Life. He said that meditation is often misunderstood as some difficult, mysterious ritual that was practiced by the monks and the mystics. But meditation, says Rick Warren, is simply focused thinking, a skill that anyone can learn and use. Now, I like that quote. It makes sense because if we want to be, have moments with God, we want to share with Him and get from God the strength and the guidance and often the compassion that's needed to do His work, meditation is a very important skill, and it's something we can all learn. We can read at length about how to swim, but the only way to swim, of course, is to actually jump into the water. And so it is with meditation and reflection. If we start every day by spending a few moments focusing our minds on God, we'll soon develop that capacity to think over these things throughout the day and find ourselves actually changed. So let's think about it for a moment. What about getting started? What about finding time? I think building time for reflection and meditation into our daily life, and it could well be that you're one of these busy people that find it difficult. But if we start finding time, it can become a regular rhythm of life. Perhaps you could start small, meditating for 5 minutes a day or even 10 minutes a day. And if you could do that for a week, that would be a great start. So after that first week, you could shorten or lengthen the meditation, whatever's appropriate, and try and make that a goal. You can meditate whenever you feel the need to, and there will be opportunities that come, I'm sure, every day. What about finding a space? Perhaps the corner of your room, or maybe just near the window where there's a bit of light coming in. So once you've found that place, make it your own, make it comfortable. And if it's that special chair, we'll make it also your space for meditation. Often we find that silence is the best way to meditate. You need perhaps to turn the phone off or shut off the answering machine and pull the plug on your CD player and, as it were, put a do not disturb sign on your door. Ask your family, please don't bother me during these times. So bring your mind and your body and spirit to God, being conscious that everything's there, and you can kneel or sit wherever you are and say things like, here I am, Lord, and here you are. That's not a bad way to start. There can be things that you could use, your Bible, perhaps your hymn book or photographs. There could be poems or prayers, perhaps a notebook that you bring, or even something on your computer that you want to look at. So make a commitment to this and approach it as if you were waiting for God, because the scripture says in Revelation 3 verse 20, look at me. This is really Jesus saying, I stand at the door, I knock. If you hear me, call and open the door, I'll come right in and sit down to supper with you, Revelation 3 verse 20. So you could think, well, what do I do? You could think about the scriptures. You could read some of the Psalms. Psalm 23 is a marvelous way to think about that. And pray the prayers that are actually in the scriptures. You could think about the things that have happened in the previous day. Evaluate what has happened in my life in the last 24 hours. Look back on the day's experiences and you'll see how God has led you and God has come with you. And you can also confess the things that have gone wrong. There might have been things that you've thought or actions that you've actually made that you know were unchristlike, that brought pain to the heart of God. So you can ask God for His forgiveness and pray for other people. We used to call that intercession, and ask that God would help other people. And think about the things that Jesus talked about, some of the parables, for example, in the New Testament. So we can learn the art of allowing God to teach us new things. And as we do, we're actually building a foundation that God will use us for His glory. Well, Father God, this morning we admit you are a great God. You cheer our hearts. You cover us with the garments of righteousness and holiness. And we become whole in your eyes because of the forgiveness that we receive through Jesus. We are alive in Him. We fall at the feet of God and we worship Him and thank you for all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.